It's that time of the week again, time for Olympic Dreams. Your chance to check in with an Australian Olympic hopeful. And the tension must be building. The clock is ticking. There are now only 15 days left until the opening ceremony of London 2012. And one person listening intently to that steady tick, tick, ticking is BMX cyclist Lauren Reynolds, who joins you on the line from Queensland. Lauren, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure. Is this your first Olympics?
It is. Yeah, yeah. It's so exciting at the moment.
So how are you dealing with those pre-games nerves?
Yeah, I mean, it's not too bad. It's good to be back here, like on the Gold Coast right now, kind of out the way of the main, I guess, eye of the media and just focusing on what we've got to get done before we get over there. So, I mean, it's super exciting, but so far it's sort of, yeah, it has not shaken me about too much. It's just trying to get as much advice as I can from people who have already been there and done that to prepare myself the most.
When do you head over?
We leave Friday, July 27th. Okay. And so we fly straight to London and then we spend a week in France just at a supercross track there just to, I guess, adjust to the time and hopefully the temperature and just do our final freshen up there.
Get back into the groove of the thing.
Yeah.
Is BMX riding a new-ish Olympic sport?
Yeah, I debuted in Beijing, so this is second time around. So I think everyone's had a slight taste of what we do, and even within that four-year period, it's the sport's changed a lot already, and it's even more professional and more extreme. And I think it's going to really showcase this year.
So describe what we'll see. What's the actual competition consist of?
So there's 32 guys, 16 girls, and that's pretty much going to be the top riders.
You all compete against each other? Is it?
No. Girls only, guys only.
Cool.
So we do a time trial run, which is going to be on Wednesday the 8th. And that basically seeds us into our selection and moto draws, and then we race. The guys do some racing Thursday. We have that off, and then we all race our finals on Friday. So basically, it's a supercross style track now, which is what all the world circuit is. And we're starting on a 8-meter hill, which by the time we get to the bottom of that, we're about 50, 60 kilometers an hour. So we're
wow.
It's pretty top speed, yeah. And it's just big jumps, couple out four corners. It's 40 seconds basically of flat strap.
And are all the bikes between the competitors consistent? Is there sort of a standard gearing and that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's changes for individuals depending on your strengths and things like that. But these days, it's pretty similar.
So you can make that up to suit your own style and sort of ride.
Yeah, depending on how strong you are, depending on the size of your gear and what you like best, an easier or a smaller one. But now with how the tracks are, it's all pretty top end. It's really fast and. So most people are doing the same sort of. There's not too many secrets out there these days. It's just whoever can do the lead up the best and train the hardest and hold their heads together on the day.
Is it a matter of nerve on the day?
Yeah, it is. It's I haven't been to Olympics before, so I'm guessing this is going to be, a lot more different than what it is at a world championship or whatnot. But I guess we just got to kind of treat it the same and not change nothing. But some people thrive off that. That crowd and the nerves, and
yep.
Some people, don't like it. So, I think I'll certainly be able to rise to the occasion and hopefully have some of the Aussies and stuff cheering and help you get through it all. But but you've certainly got to hold your head together on the day. Yeah.
A big BMX event. I mean, what's the sort of the vibe around the thing? Is there music or is it just crowd going off? What's the?
Yeah, it's a bit of both. From what I've seen, there's a lot of big grandstands, it's totally sold out. So I'm guessing the crowd's going to be huge.
Fairly intense.
And with the BMX, we love our music and our pump up beat, I guess. So it's going to be pretty high quality.
So who are the people to beat?
There's a lot of fast girls right now, and the level has stepped up a lot. Us Aussies are the number one ranked nation, so I'm going to say we are.
You're the ones to beat.
Myself and Caroline, the two girls, I think we're certainly up there. The local British girl, Sinead Reid, she's certainly going to be a favourite. She was world champion a couple of years back. Then there's Sarah Walker from New Zealand. There's a few French girls who are really fast, the US.
What's the feeling like between you all?
Between my teammates? Or
no, between
the
all the competitors.
We all get along, I guess. It's certainly very individual, and we're, on the track, it's a different story to what we are off the track. So when the helmets go on, you know, it's race time, and, there's no being too nice. But, certainly everyone's got a very good attitude, and we all get on. So, but, since World Championships, I haven't really been in contact with too many of the girls, obviously, because we've got our own things to worry about right
for
now.
For sure.
So, yeah.
Well, Lauren, dream of gold.
Yeah, that's it. Sure am.
Thanks for your time tonight. That's Lauren Reynolds, Australian BMX cyclist and our Olympic dreamer for this week.